Good afternoon. We continue to track a weak disturbance both at the surface and aloft as it pivots off the eastern seaboard. Still, plenty of moisture left over, so skies will be mostly cloudy, and still the risk of a few spotty rain or snow showers, primarily across the higher terrain. But the trend will be for some of the clouds to break up during the second part of the day, and this will allow temperatures to reach to the middle 40s on average for afternoon highs. The clearing trend will continue into the night tonight. With the wind dying out, temperatures will drop quickly, and most everyone will be in the 20s for overnight lows. This will lead to a sunny start tomorrow with high pressure in control, and it should be dry right through the day, although the clouds will increase during the afternoon and evening hours. High temperatures with the sunshine will reach to about 50. Another disturbance in the form of a warm front will make an approach on Thursday. Skies will be mostly cloudy out ahead of the front, with scattered rain showers developing in the afternoon as highs reach into the mid-50s. That warm front, though, looks like it's going to get hung up right over us or just off to our south, keeping us on the cooler side for Friday. Still, though, temperatures should reach to about 60 with some cloudy periods mixed with a little bit of sunshine. That warm front will pass through the southern half of New York and New England Friday night and Saturday, and temperatures in the southern part of the region will soar into the lower 70s. However, closer to the Canadian border, still on the cooler side of the front for the weekend, we'll have chances of rain showers from time to time with highs only in the 50s. Along the I-90 corridor, high temperatures to start the weekend will be in the lower 60s. As the system approaches and moves through on Sunday, we'll have a good chance of showers with highs back into the mid-50s across the region and a steadier rain possible on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving cold front crossing the Florida Peninsula will lead to unsettled weather across much of the state today. The best chance of heavy rain will be over northern parts of Florida, where multiple rounds of showers and storms could result in 1 to 3 inches of rain by tomorrow morning, followed by improving weather. A few stronger thunderstorms will also be possible over this region. More rains also forecast to reach the west coast from San Francisco, points north today as a Pacific cold front approaches the region, with snow only for the highest mountain locations. Another round of rain is likely tomorrow as a second storm begins affecting the area, and there should also be more snow for the mountainous areas compared to this first system today. Valley rain and mountain snow showers are also expected for interior portions of the Great Basin and Northern Rockies. Meanwhile, much of the south central United States will be dry through the middle of the week as a cold surface high pressure center settles southward and provides more below normal temperatures for this time of year, though a moderating trend will commence later in the week. The opposite will hold true for the desert southwest, with highs well into the 90s and perhaps close to 100 for today and tomorrow. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a few leftover rain showers and highs near 50. Boston cloudy with rain showers in the lower to mid 40s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees. The average low, 35. The record high, 86, set in 1922. And the record low, 21 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:32 p.m., 13 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with scattered snow showers mixing with a few rain showers, especially this afternoon, with highs in the lower 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a few scattered rain and snow showers today, otherwise mostly cloudy and highs in the upper 40s. Clearing skies tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few light snow showers, perhaps some rain showers today, and highs in the mid-40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few scattered rain and snow showers today, and highs in the mid-40s. clearing tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few light rain and snow showers today and highs in the middle and upper 40s. Clearing skies tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine to start, then increasing clouds, milder near 50. Mostly cloudy with late-day rain showers on Thursday in the lower to mid-50s. Partly sunny, though some cloudy periods on Friday near 60. Mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers Saturday in the northern half of the area, with more sunshine and warmer temperatures to the south, highs averaging in the lower 60s, and mostly cloudy, a good chance of showers Sunday, mid-50s, and another chance of rain on Monday, staying in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.